Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a penny and a quarter, July wheat up 2.25 cents, and July beans down 2 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down just a few ticks, crude oil down 60 a barrel, metals a little bit higher here, bonds down about a half a basis point. It's going to be an interesting week. We've got the summit in Singapore tomorrow. We should hear something tonight, late tonight, about any positive news out of there. If we don't see positive news out of there, I think this market's going to fall out of bed. General consensus is the Chinese are going to have much more to do with this meeting behind the scenes than anybody would guess, and I would agree with that. If the Chinese force the North Koreans' hand, there may be some trade deals to be made there. That would certainly help the market if we could see something positive come out of the meeting. The other thing we've got is interest rates should be moving up a tick on this week's Fed announcements. And, of course, we've got the supply and demand reports tomorrow. Looking at the numbers, I don't see anything huge out there. They're going to look for a little bit of a reduction in the corn stocks, a little bit increase on the bean stocks. The wheat numbers, I think they're off. I think hard wheat is way overestimated in here. But people will be keeping a close eye on the final Brazilian numbers or the Brazilian estimates and some of the other numbers around the world. The weather remains hot and dry in Russia and Ukraine. They did have a few scattered rains in Australia. Our southern and central plains got a fair amount of rain. The Midwest got soaked yesterday and the day before, getting more rain here today. So no issues there for the time being. We could have used some more rain in the southern plains, Kansas and Oklahoma. We got less than they were anticipating. We had the wheat up about 8 cents at one point overnight, and then we backed off during the rest of the session. But again, I think the markets are really going to be focused on what comes out of Singapore tonight and the government reports tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Really don't see a whole lot more. We didn't see any export announcements today. And, you know, what happened with the G7 over the weekend, I just don't understand what this president is doing. Why you want to upset, you know, Canada, Mexico, so many foreign countries out here that have been our staunch allies and our friends. It's just beyond me, but it's putting into jeopardy a lot of great trading partners like Mexico, like Canada, that we don't want to lose out here. So hopefully, you know, maybe there's more to it than I'm seeing, but for the time being, I don't think this is helping the American farmer. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.